Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, and I am your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I've been talking with Jeremy Green about Behind the Movement in support of Dance 411. We're now joined by Kyla Searcy, who is one of the recipients of the Mission for Movement.
Yes.
And a young dancer here in our community.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Kyla, thank you so much for being here. Would you share with our listeners what dance means to you?
Yeah, dance is pretty much my everything. I always refer to it as my outlet. It's kind of like a safe haven for me. So like whatever I'm going through in my life or whatever like kind of pressures I'm having, I always refer to dance as my outlet because it's the thing that like helps me push and get through it. Especially having my studio is also a big help. So dance is pretty much just, I refer to it as like a kind of medicine that's not like actual medicine. So yeah, it just gives me purpose.
And now, how long have you been dancing, and why was dance the outlet for you?
I have been dancing since I was 3. Dance has been the outlet for me just because it's something that I found that helps me with everything. So like I would try to like read books or like draw, and my mom would try to put me in like these art classes and all this stuff, and nothing would help except for dance. It's kind of just like a way for me to tell my story with my body, and I've never like experienced that before. I've been able to do something like that before. And so my first encounter with it, after it, I was like addicted.
So dance is the only thing for you.
Dance is the only thing for me. Yes.
Now, Kyla, for listeners out there, you know, who may have had a dance class or, you know, who may like to dance, what is the difference when you said dance is your everything? What is that real difference maybe for not even an amateur dancer, but, you know, someone that just likes to dance, mm-hmm. and how you really feel about it?
I mean, it's all just the feeling. Like, you don't have to be, like, a professional dancer or the best at it. I always tell everybody, you can dance. Like, just move your body. Just move what you feel, if that makes sense. So even if you're not, like, the best dancer or you're not a professional dancer, just coming and taking class even helps you forget about the worries of your day. So, like, just coming up and taking, like, a Zumba class or a beginner's hip-hop or, like, a beginning technique class, all that stuff still helps you. All of that stuff is still an outlet, even if it's not, like, on a professional level. You know, dance is, like, such an open thing. So just because you're not dancing on a professional level or, like, so to say, booking jobs all the time doesn't mean that it can't be that outlet for you.
Okay, so when you found dance as your outlet, you embraced it. Now, do you see this as a future profession for you as well?
Absolutely. Right now I'm in school for teaching just as a backup plan, but the only thing I can see myself doing is dancing. And so, like, even if I'm not dancing myself, I would still, like, want to teach dance or be involved with Mission for Movement and help young dancers be able to pursue their career in dance. So I always see myself in that field somewhere, some form or fashion.
And now we've been told that when students embrace art and embrace the arts across the board, that it makes for a better student in school and in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Have you found that to be true for you as well?
Yeah, I kind of refer to dance as like a motivation when I'm in school because it helps me. It helps to push me do better at like my schoolwork and like my studies and all that stuff. Because I know that if I push through in those things, then I will be able to go to dance after school. So it's definitely like a motivating factor for me when it comes to schoolwork. And just because I have people like Jeremy Green and Cindy and all those people at the studio that are involved in Mission for Movement also teaching us the importance of education, because they do push us to be the best that we can in our arts, but they also teach us the importance of education as well.
And now you mentioned the Mission for Movement and working with that organization in the future. How do you reach out to other young people as part of that give back?
Well, I teach classes at the studio, but as far as like advertising and like getting everybody to know about the showcase, I really just share my story. I just share my story with like the people that I come across on the street or like people that DM me on Instagram. I make sure they know like exactly what it is and how it helped me. And so sharing my testimony with them allows them to see that like, oh, okay, this is like something really great and amazing. And I just want to be able to share my story so that people know that it actually helps and that they would want to be a part of something like this, because it's all part of a bigger picture.
That is wonderful for someone your age to know that you are part of a bigger picture. Also sets your life on a different platform. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you want our listeners to know about Kyla Searcy that maybe doesn't include dance?
about me that doesn't include dance. I just want people to know that I'm like a hardworking person and I'm very dedicated to everything that I do. And I want people to know that my inspiration is to help youth. That's something that I'm really big on. So even if it's not in dance, I still want to be able to help youth find their purpose, even if it doesn't have anything to do with dance, just find their purpose and give them a reason to like wake up and be happy and motivated about life every day.
Kyla, we need more young people like you. You are making me feel so happy.
Thank you.
And grateful for the future that we'll have if we have more Kyla Searcy's in the world. Now, you mentioned your Instagram. Go ahead and give a shout out so that folks can follow you and keep up with your story.
Yeah, my Instagram is at @Kyla_Searcy. So it's KYLAH_SEARCY.
Kyla Searcy, thank you so much for sharing with us. And we're going to follow you. We'll keep in touch, okay?
Thank you.